The venue change of candidate Joe Miller's lawsuit against the state of Alaska has put a new wrinkle in the ongoing saga of Alaska's U.S. Senate election. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who has claimed victory in her write-in campaign for her seat in Congress, has asked to intervene in the suit, although at this time it's not certain if the courts will allow that. KSKA's Ellen Lockyer has more.
Fairbanks Judge Douglas Blankenship said hearing Miller's complaint in Fairbanks would pose a hardship for the state. Blankenship said it may have been necessary to move the ballots from Juneau to Fairbanks for inspection, and that could further jeopardize the election's integrity. Joe Miller said Monday that he understood the judge's concerns, although later the Miller campaign sent out an email saying, quote, "The state of Alaska argued that it could not guarantee the chain of custody and security of the ballots if they were shipped from Juneau to Fairbanks." Miller did not challenge the court's decision. He spoke with reporters at a press conference on Monday.
Next is, obviously, we've got to make sure that we're prepared for the hearing later on this week. We're going to make sure that we've got people on the ground in Juneau. You know, we're going to continue the process of the review that's going on right now. We're looking at precinct registers, reviewing other material that's coming in. We're just doing what we've been doing.
The Miller campaign continues its review of voter logs to look for irregularities surrounding the Senate race. Miller campaign spokesman Randy DeSoto says the campaign has gone through about one-third of the precinct logs. Meanwhile, Lisa Murkowski's attorneys have indicated that Miller is distorting the truth. In a filing Monday, Murkowski attorneys pointed to ballots challenged by the Miller camp that had Lisa Murkowski perfectly spelled on them. The furor over the Senate election and its increasingly complicated aftermath has seized headlines across the state, headlines which often ignore the voters' viewpoint. But Fairbanks voter Joanna Pippinger, who wrote in for Murkowski, confronted Miller to his face on Monday.
And I feel disenfranchised by what you're doing here. I wrote Republican. She is a Republican. That's a fact. So are you. And I feel very disenfranchised by this. It's not just your voters who are feeling disenfranchised.
Yeah, I think it's important to realize is that when you have the legislature that enacts a law, and the legislature says that the provisions in that law are mandatory, that there are no exceptions, for us to later then go out and game what the legislature meant by that and say, well, look, even though the legislature, when it passed this law, meant one thing today, because it means something to us or because it feels good to us, we want to apply it a different way, it leaves that decision in a bureaucrat's hand.
Pippinger was an Election Day observer and a volunteer for the Murkowski campaign.
And I feel disenfranchised by the acts that Joe Miller is making. I feel that, yes, he threw out my vote along with 8,251 other votes.
Miller says he's suing because the state's laws concerning write-in votes need clarification.
The question is, are we going to leave the decision about that statute to a bureaucrat or to somebody that bases the decision on the whims of the circumstances, or are we going to be honest and say, look, the legislature intended this?
A status hearing is set for the Miller case on Wednesday in Juneau. Attorneys for the state want a judge to decide the case outright unless Miller provides proof to back up claims of fraud, which the attorneys call unfounded. With help from Dan Bross, I'm Ellen Lockyer.